17 years ago, Jean Timberlake's body had been found at the foot of the seawall, but the spot wasn't visible from where I stood. At the time, Bailey Fowler, an ex-boyfriend of hers, pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter. Now he'd changed his tune. Every violent death represents the climax of one story and an introduction to its sequel. My job was to figure out how to write the proper ending to the tale. Not easy after so much time had elapsed. Floral Beach has a population so modest the number isn't even posted on a sign anywhere. The town is 6 streets long and 3 streets deep, all bunched up against a steep hill largely covered with weeds. There may be as many as 10 businesses along Ocean Street, 3 restaurants, a gift shop, a pool hall, a grocery store, a t-shirt shop that rents boogie boards, a frosty freeze, and an art gallery. Around the corner on Palm, there's a pizza parlor and a laundromat. Everything closes down after 5 o'clock except the restaurants. Most of the cottages are one-story, board and batten, painted pale green or white, built in the 30s by the look of them. There are several boxy stucco apartment buildings with names like the Sea View, the Tides, and the Surf and Sand. The whole town resembles the backside of some other town, but it has a vaguely familiar feel to it, like a shabby resort where you might have spent a summer as a kid. The Ocean Street Motel is 3 stories high, painted lime green, with a length of sidewalk in front that peters out into patchy grass. I'd been given a room on the 2nd floor with a balcony that allowed me to look left as far as the oil refinery, surrounded by chain-link fence and posted with warning signs, and to my right as far as Port Harbor Road, 1/4 mile away. My name is Kinsey Milhone. I'm a private investigator licensed by the state of California, operating ordinarily in the town of Santa Teresa, 95 miles north of Los Angeles. Floral Beach is another 1.5 hours farther up the coast. I'm 32 years old, twice married, no kids, currently unattached and likely to remain so given my disposition, which is cautious at best. At the moment, I didn't even have a legitimate address. I'd been living with my landlord, Henry Pitts, while my garage apartment was being rebuilt. It had been demolished by a package bomb during my last case. My current stay at the Ocean Street Motel was being underwritten by Bailey Fowler's father, the father of the man who had pleaded guilty to Jean Timberlake's murder 17 years ago. Royce Fowler had just hired me. I had just moved back into my office, newly refurbished by California Fidelity, the insurance company that accords me space in exchange for my services. The walls had been painted a fresh white. The carpeting was slate blue, a short pile wool shag that cost $25 a yard, exclusive of padding and installation, folks. My file cabinet was in place, my desk arranged near the French doors as usual, a new Sparklets water cooler plugged in and ready to provide both hot and cold trickling water, depending on which button I pushed. This was classy stuff, and I was feeling pretty good, almost recovered from the injuries I'd sustained on the last case I worked. Since I'm self-employed, I pay my disability insurance before I even pay my rent. My first impression of Royce Fowler was of a once robust man whose aging processes had accelerated suddenly. I guessed him to be in his 70s, somewhat shrunken from an impressive 6'4". It was clear from the way his clothing hung that he'd recently dropped maybe 30 pounds. He looked like a farmer, a cowboy, or a roustabout, someone accustomed to grappling with the elements. His eyes were icy blue, brows and lashes sparse, his pale skin mottled with broken capillaries. He used a cane, but the big hands he kept folded together on the crook of it were as steady as stone and speckled with liver spots. He'd been helped into his chair by a woman I thought might be a nurse or a paid companion. He didn't see well enough to drive himself around. The woman turned out to be his daughter, Anne. His facial features were oversized, while hers were apologetic. She had dark hair and a slight overbite that should have been corrected when she was a kid. I pegged her at 40-some and wondered if she still lived at home. So far, she'd avoided making eye contact with me. His wife, who was sick, had stayed home, and he himself wasn't doing too well. He filled me in on his troubles.
My son, Bailey, was arrested in Downey 3 weeks ago by mistake. They figured out pretty quick they had the wrong man, so they released him within a day. Then I guess they turned around and ran a check on him, and his prints came up a match. He was rearrested night before last.